Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, we talk with Rodney Backham with the Badlands Advisory Group.
And they just asked the question, is there some way, if development comes to the southern Badlands, some methods that could be used to produce the oil with a less dramatic impact to the surface? So that's kind of how it gets started. They put out a request for proposal for companies to bid on doing an assessment to see what North Dakotans and the people living in the Badlands thought about that or what ideas they had. And I and my company bid on that project and ended up doing the assessment, which was done in August of 16. And then out of that assessment, based on what these North Dakotans said, one of the things we recommended was to put together a small group of people who had lived the Bakken experience, who were practical, common sense people from their areas that were well respected as reasonable people. And from that, we put together this small group to work on this. And what they were really tasked with was look at the assessment and the issues that came out of that and pick the ones that are achievable, practical, common sense ideas that could be saleable to both the industry and to policymakers. That was their overriding goal. And the purpose of the original assessment was to how to do oil development in the Badlands and at the same time be good stewards of the surface. That's what brought the group together.
So the next question is, how do you go about doing that? Do you, I mean, is it something that you work with industry and the state and land? I guess, what type of bridge and what type of communication source are you going to be, and how are you going to collect the opinions and information?
Well, the opinion of the assessment, that was all done, like I say, that was completed back in August of 16. And then from that came this small group to come up with which issues to tackle and ideas on how to deal with them. And so now it kind of depends on which topic you pick. For example, one of the things the group thought that the state needed was a long-term strategic plan for development of oil. And part of the reason is that in the original assessment, a lot of people said, if we really have another 30, or some people are estimating up to 40,000 additional wells, shouldn't there be a well-thought-out, long-term written plan? And I don't think they meant to imply that the state hasn't done planning, but it's been somewhat piecemeal, each agency doing what they what their interest is, whether it's Department of Mineral Resources or Game and Fish. They just said it seems like if there's that many more wells coming, there should be a long-term plan developed.
So if you're And
a lot of that has probably already happened, especially at the local level. They were looking at zoning issues and transportation issues, and there have been some local and multi-county work that is done in the area of how to prepare for development. So, again, I think a lot of it's probably done, but it hasn't really been pulled together into one plan.
So if you're like a private business, how do you, kind of when it comes to the environment, I guess what I've seen over the past decade is either, you're at the table or you're on the table. So, like, a lot of times private business has to kind of go towards that. How do they get involved with what you're talking about? Are they involved? Talk to me a little bit about, your guys' relationship with the private sector.
Well, I think in terms of a long-term plan, we think it would need to be driven by the state, but it should also be, open to all stakeholders to have their say and their opinion and their issues, but let the state develop what that plan might be. But there would be a lot of stakeholders that would have interest, from hunting groups to local governments, obviously the state government, industry, companies that service the industry, they'd all have, you know, they'd all have something to say about it, and we think they all should have a say.
To listen to the full-length interview with Rodney Backham with the Badlands Advisory Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, a wide open prairie out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. I'll take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.